We're going to hold this over and we're going to move on then to our second agenda item. Let me put this up. And this is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Madison Project, Inc., A21-11. And we have Ms. Brenda Wheeler and Mr. Kendrick Smith from the Audit Division. I also see Ms. Patius here. And if you could lead us off with a presentation about this ADRM, that would be great.
Thank you, Chairman Cooksey, and good morning to you and all commissioners. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Madison Project, Inc. The memorandum provides the Audit Division's staff's recommendation for the following finding: disclosure of occupation and name of employer, which is outlined in our draft final audit report. We're here today to answer any questions you may have on this matter. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Wheeler, and to the entire Audit Division. Colleagues, are there any questions for the Audit Division, points of discussion? Mr. Trainer?
Mr. Chairman, just as a point of discussion, as it's currently drafted, subsection 3 is something that I can't support, and I know there are other considerations of ways to deal with that, but as it's currently drafted, I won't be able to support it.
Thank you for that. Colleagues, any other questions for the Audit Division or discussion points? Otherwise, we might be ready for motions. Commissioner Linderbaum.
Right, thank you. On that note, with Commissioner Trainer's comment, in the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Madison Project, Inc., I move to approve the recommendation subject to audit staff making the following changes to the PFAR. One, merging subpart 3 into subpart 1, such that former subpart 3 adopts the reasoning and analysis of subpart 1, and two, any appropriate and conforming edits.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. Colleagues, are there any questions, points of discussion on that motion? Commissioner Trainer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I appreciate Commissioner Linderbaum's motion. And I think I will probably be able to support it. However, I would like to see if my colleagues would allow for the Audit Division to reach out to the respondents and give them, I know they have 30 days from this point. So if they could give the respondents about 15 days just to give us their understanding of what happens with regard to moving the 200 or so transactions from subsection 3 into subsection 1, that would be helpful for me to consider when this comes back.
Commissioner Trainer, I guess I want to make sure I fully understand. Are you asking to amend the motion to to direct the Audit Division to offer a response, or what are you hoping to? How firm of a commitment or of making sure this gets done are you seeking?
Well, so in the conversations that I've had with the Audit Division obviously says they will not consider any new responses from the respondent with regard to moving the subsection 3 transactions into 1, as Commissioner Lindenbaum has proposed. However, I think moving 200 transactions into that section, which is a completely different application of the law to those 200 or so transactions that are being added, I would like to see the respondents comments with regard to how the law is applied to those 200 transactions. So I guess it would be a friendly amendment to Commissioner Lindenbaum's motion if we could direct audit to request that type of response. And maybe they don't give a response, maybe they do, but given the concerns that have been raised by the respondent up to this point with regard to due process, I think it's important to allow them as much process as we possibly can, and let them know that while the Audit Division will not consider those responses, that at least the commission will.
Thank you for that, Commissioner Trainer. I'm going to look to Commissioner Linderbaum whether she would like to accept that amendment or whether she would like not to, in which case it'll be up to Commissioner Trainer if he wants to vote on it.
Well, let me ask the audit division. So what is our timing like on finalizing this audit? And I don't even know if, you know, it's possible to ask for tolling if we're at a close point here, if that's necessary. I'd appreciate to hear that.
Anyone from the audit division?
Mr. Chairman, thank you very
Ms.
much.
Yes,
we are limited by Directive 70 that does not give audit any authority to solicit additional responses from the committees. However, if the commission decides to direct audit, we'll be happy to do so. Unfortunately, with this audit, we are almost at the end of our goal for a PFAR approval, which is, I believe, April. But we will take any steps the commission directs us to do. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Commissioner Treanor.
My question for Ms. Patius. Ms. Patius, so my understanding is that we would have 30 days to finalize from today, correct, with regard to this audit?
Mr. Chairman, thank you for that question. We have 30 days to prepare the proposed final audit report that will incorporate any decisions the commission would make. Yes.
And so if we directed the audit division to seek responses within the next 15 days, that would still give us 15 days to consider those responses that we received from the respondent, correct?
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
We will proceed whichever way commission decides.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner LeBlanc, do you have any other questions for the audit?
Yeah, I don't have any other questions. I think I am. I think giving council more opportunities is always good. I think in this case, they've had a lot of opportunities, and we've accepted many of these arguments that they've made here. So I am. I think if they submit something, then that is something that can always be considered, but I don't think there's a need to, you know, put this into or change the process or what's in Directive 70. So I think I'd like the motion to stand.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In that case, I would make a motion to amend Commissioner Lindenbaum's motion to include a direction to audit to notify the respondents that they can respond to the movement of the subsection 3 transactions into subsection 1 within the next 15 days.
Thank you very much. So we have Commissioner Treanor's motion to amend, pending motion of Commissioner Lindenbaum. Is there any discussion on that? All right, I'll call the Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I largely am deferring to Commissioner Lindenbaum on this because it's our motion, but I do think the process already has many opportunities, as Commissioner Lindenbaum pointed out, for interaction with the audited committee. And I'm not comfortable with ad hoc changes to the process that is available to every other committee. So I'm going to respectfully vote against this motion.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, any other discussion on the second degree, I guess, motion to amend? All right, if not, we'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All of those opposed say no.
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 All right. That motion fails by a vote of 2-3. Myself, Commissioner Treanor in favor, Commissioner Lindenbaum, Commissioner Broussard, the Vice Chair opposed, and Commissioner Dickerson absent and not voting. So the motion then pending is Commissioner Lindenbaum's original motion as stated. Are there any other points of debate, questions on that? All right. Seeing none, I'm going to call Commissioner Lindenbaum's motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say no.
No.
All right. And that motion carries by a vote of 4-1. Myself, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Lindenbaum, Commissioner Broussard in favor, Commissioner Treanor opposed, and Commissioner Dickerson absent and not voting. So thank you very much to the Audit Division. I very much appreciate your help.